Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
I am Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you.
So okay. What's the topic today?
This is episode 68. You know you're great.
68.
Go and drive a truck of freight. Is that the old saying?
What is up with the rapping today?
I don't think so. I think it's...
I'm just feeling the beat.
I think a candle in the wind.
Oh, no.
Yes. A candle in the wind does what?
Derek,
a candle does what? I've been wanting to know.
He didn't know either.
I can't get it out.
Well, I think it's episode 68, your first 2 hours in the Magic Kingdom. Is that what it is?
I like it. Yes.
All right.
A battle royale?
It's not a battle royale, Derek.
He wants to fight.
Sorry. He's just itching for another battle royale.
I think I have this question every time, but the first 2 hours, this is a normal 2 hours, or is this a early morning magic?
This is a normal 2 hours. Extra, you mean extra magic. A normal 2 hours. Way back on episode 54, we talked about your first 2 hours in Epcot, and it's nice to be back on the carousel of process, guys.
It is. We hadn't been here in a while.
We haven't actually been offering anybody help in a while.
No,
is that what
no.
you're saying?
And we do want to continue to tell our listeners, we are planning some special episodes coming up with some special guests.
Coming up next week, we hope.
We hope. We are planning that. Plans, you know what they say about plans?
They rhyme, they look like a candle.
Candle in the wind are much like
they're
plans.
They're made to be broken.
Sometimes your plans get blown out like a candle.
Well, that's close. I mean,
yes.
that sounds like something.
Nailed it.
That sounds like something.
Nailed it.
Somebody might have thought sitting on the toilet one day.
Thanks, Derek. All right. So this series, is, I guess we're calling it that, is designed to help you be your most productive in the least crowded part of the day at the theme parks. We've gone on and on about how you want to get there early. You want to get there before rope drop. Sometimes 45 minutes to an hour before rope drop. But then once you get into the park, where do you go? What do you do? And that is kind of what we're going to be talking about today. I have been given the task of touring with no children. Craig is going to be imagining that he has young children, and Derek has older teenage-ish children.
Much like myself.
Mentally.
You're teenage-ish?
Yes, times three.
Who wants to start this? Ball of wax rolling.
I'll get started.
How about the latest Disney news, though?
You didn't hear it from me.
Okay, go ahead. Craig, you've got two small children, or three, or seven. What are you going to do in your first 2 hours of the Magic Kingdom?
First 2 hours, I'm probably at rope drop as we're going into the park. I'm going to head over to Fantasyland and go ahead and ride Peter Pan and ride Pooh. Try to get on Mine Train. Probably not a priority, though, with the young ones, but definitely Pooh and Pan, and then make my way over towards the teacups and the...
He's very specific here.
The Tomorrowland Speedway, and then work my way back to the circus area with the Dumbo and so on and so forth back there. So, got to hit those rides, and then I'll probably...
So on and so forth.
So on and so forth.
Once I finish up back in there, then I'll probably look towards Pirates of the Caribbean and some of those rides after, because I think for the little ones, they're going to enjoy those the most, and I want to get my most time and be able to be sure I ride those rides right off the bat.
Yeah.
Did you say Small World?
I probably do Small World, too.
I was just asking.
I'm right there with Pooh. For me, personally, I don't think of Small World, but probably with those little ones, I would.
So you're sticking primarily in Fantasyland.
Fantasyland, and then working my way back, like I said, towards Teacups, to Tomorrowland Speedway, and Dumbo. Well, that's my main points I'm hitting.
And I think it's always smart to start with Fantasyland, regardless of who's in your party, just because the rides are shorter and you can probably knock out more in that first hour or two, at least in our experience.
Well, I think for having little ones, like I'm planning for this, I wouldn't necessarily run over to Haunted Mansion, and I wouldn't run over to Pirates, and I wouldn't run over Space Mountain. I mean, those are just not places I'm going to go with the little ones. Mm-hmm. And like I said, probably not even Mine Train would be a priority if I don't get on it. But these other rides, try to maximize my rides for that time.
So where do you have any idea where you'd be using your fast passes there in conjunction with those that first couple of hours?
I probably would do a fast pass for Mine Train just to be sure I got that. Like I said, not necessarily, but if I had fast pass, yeah, I'd do that. And then I go beyond that. Pan and Mine Train on the same tier, aren't they?
There are no tiers at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I would probably go Mine Train with my fast pass, and I don't know if I get a pan also, but I would try to, and then I would just see what's next after that, what's available.
Yeah, I think if you can get, especially with little ones, if you can get a fast pass for Mine Train and avoid that rope drop rush over there, it's a hassle with a stroller. And also, if you as long as you're not going to Mine Train first, you can let the little ones enjoy that opening show on the castle stage.
Right.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
A job well done. And so on and so forth.
Yes.
Derek, what about you with the teens?
Teens?
And the tweens.
The first 2 hours. So you're meaning like noon to two?
No, Derek, you're going to get up and be there when the park opens.
If I were a teenager, that'd be my...
Oh, yes.
My preferred first 2 hours would be noon to two. But since you're making me get up for rope drop, we are going to head to the madness and go straight for Mine Train.
Oh, yeah.
But that is all we are doing in Fantasyland.
Now, how early are you going to get there? Say park opens at 9. What time are you going to get there?
We're still going to get there at about 8 o'clock.
An hour early?
We're probably going to be there between 8 and 8:15. Just to try and get in the... as close to the front of that mine train rope drop as we can. And after that, we are heading straight to Tomorrowland.
Ooh.
And to do Space Mountain.
From Fantasy to Tomorrow.
We're going to hit Space and Buzz. And then we're going to hop over to Frontierland and go to Splash and Big Thunder. And I would say that's going to take up 2 hours. I would say those five rides.
Are you going to use any fast passes in those first 2 hours?
The first two, we will. We'll probably towards the end, probably towards the 10 o'clock hour. If depending on where we're at after Tomorrowland, after Space and Buzz, after the first three rides, we'll see where we're at. But probably we'd probably have a fast pass for Splash and Big Thunder, hopefully.
And for a lot of rides now, especially in the Fast Pass Plus era, You'll be surprised by how quickly those wait times rise, because by 10 a.m. there's a lot of rides that already have a half an hour to 45 minute wait.
Yes, and probably all those rides that we've ridden in those first 2 hours are hopefully among all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we would want to ride them all that early.
Mm-hmm.
Splash and Big Thunder, our third fast pass would probably be for Haunted. And that would probably be in that 11 o'clock hour, 10:30-ish, 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably where I would try and hit it hard.
Craig does the Country Bear
Jamboree. Yes, after the 2 hours.
So you're not going straight to Country Bear Jamboree.
I'm not.
Well, it doesn't open until 10, right?
11.
11. Oh.
11.
So you got time. I mean, they did it on purpose.
There goes my first 2 hours.
They know it's going to be a mad rush over there, so that's why they're doing 11. Yeah.
But we're probably going to actually need to do a pre-lunch lunch.
A pre-lunch lunch.
That's kind of sounds like Matthew.
So
well, that's going to be in your first 2 hours. Where will that be?
That'll probably be at Sleepy Hollow.
That's right, because they'll be open.
I would do Sleepy Hollow and grab a Nutella waffle and split that with two or three.
I think
if you split that two or three ways, it's a good appetizer.
I feel like every time we talk about Magic Kingdom in whatever category, Derek works in the Nutella waffle.
Nutella waffle comes there some way, Sleepy Hollow.
It's a part of any good Magic Kingdom.
I think
Kingdom
it's in my blood.
Well, I'd have to wander by and get a key lime float in the Peter Pan key lime float while we're over there waiting. So
yeah. The pre-lunch lunch. So you're the major planner, though. So do you see fault in being able to do those in 2 hours?
I think Mine Train to Space to Buzz, you're not going to have any hiccups there.
And then if you have fast passes for Splash and Big Thunder.
No, no hiccup at all.
Okay.
I think you're being a little too conservative.
Okay.
I think I'd try
So we could stop by
Tom Sawyer Island.
I think
Jungle Cruise.
I think I'd stop by Jungle Cruise.
And hit it on the way.
If the wait was too high there, I'd just head on over to Pirates maybe. That's what's so good about, you know, I've learned this. I've been to Dollywood this summer, and I've been to Cedar Point in Kings Island. I've been to a few different theme parks, and they have apps with wait times on them, but they're not nearly as accurate as Disney seem to be. And Disney's aren't perfect, but just anytime you go to a park now that doesn't have wait times on their app, you seem lost because Disney has geared us to that. That's what I love about the My Disney Experience app. And again, it has its faults, but like you said, Derek, it's 9:45 or close to 10 and you're leaving Tomorrowland. Well, can I go get on the Jungle Cruise right now, or do I need to wait and just go on to Pirates? So that's what's so beneficial about having that app. And we used it, the three of us did, a few weeks ago in determining what we were going to do next. So the app, as we've said over and over and over, it is your friend. But no, I don't think you'd have any problem with that itinerary. I think you can hit those three rides first and then go to Sleepy Hollow and then move on over to Splash and Big Thunder with your Fastpass.
Booyah.
And keep the teens happy.
Take that. I don't know who that's directed towards, but
it's directed anybody toward anyone.
Anybody that's giving me
the man,
the crazy eye right now. He system. Can't do that. Oh, yes, he can.
Oh, he can.
Because Matt says I can.
While he's eating a Nutella wafer.
Wafer?
Yep. Wafer.
I'll take a wafer. Excuse me.
I have no kids in this scenario.
They've been taken away.
That's oh, not man. True. That's not true. Y'all always make me out to be this guy that should be locked away. I think I'm going to do something similar to what the three of us did when we pulled the two park hops in one day. I am going to go straight to Frontierland. I am going to get on Big Thunder Mountain first because it's a shorter ride. Then hop on Splash. Go ahead and get the two Big Daddies on Frontierland knocked out of the way. Because I don't know. I guess in my old age, I've got to the point where I don't really want to run around the parks just for the sake of a short wait. So
I don't think I believe you.
I'm going to do things that are close in proximity because I want it to be an enjoyable morning.
Hey.
What? Wait, why are you all questioning me?
Because
this is my first 2 hours.
But
with no kids.
We were just on a trip with no kids. And I don't think either of us believe that you don't mind walking out of your way to go.
When did I drag us around the parks from one side to the other?
Every second.
Name one instance.
I can't remember.
Exactly.
Specifically.
Exactly.
But it happened.
I remember going from one side of the park over to Tom Sawyer Island.
We were already in that area, Craig.
It felt like it was going all over the park.
We went from Country Bear to...
So back to what I was saying. Back to what I was saying. I'm going to Big Thunder Mountain at Rope
You
Top.
Will. Hey, you would take us all over Epcot, though.
Well, I'm only human. Epcot's phenomenal. I would go straight to Big Thunder Mountain. I would then go to Splash Mountain. I'm probably getting off that. That's the one. I love Splash, but even if you just walk on, it does take a lot of time. But I would probably plan to be off of that around 9:35 at that point. I'm probably going to walk over to Pirates, get on Pirates, then go check out Jungle Cruise. If the wait's not prohibited, I'll hop on that.
How long is prohibitive? 20 minutes? What would keep you from getting
at
on
that it? Point in the day, if it's 10 minutes or less, I'm going to ride
10.
If it's over that, it's too early in the morning. I'll probably just skip it and hop on the magic carpets of Aladdin, even though
guaranteed we're guaranteed to be under 10.
Yeah.
Should be.
At that point, I'm probably going to head, honestly, after I either ride Magic Carpets or the Jungle Cruise, I'm going to head over to Haunted Mansion. And as long as it's under 15 minutes, I'll ride it. And then use our fast passes at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain, and, oh, I don't know, maybe Peter Pan's Flight at some point. My first hour is primarily going to be spent in Frontierland and Adventureland, knocking out all the big rides there, and then move up through Liberty Square and then on to Fantasyland using the fast pass. And once I've used my first three fast passes, I'm going to kind of do what we did and look to just find what is next available, because it's just going to be me and my lovely wife, and we're going to enjoy a day of no waits. So that's how I would go about it. I've also done the, a few years ago, we did the start in Tomorrowland route. We started, we rope dropped Space Mountain and then did Buzz and then moved to Adventureland from there. And in all honesty, you need 2 days at the Magic Kingdom. And we've talked about that before back on our sample five-day itineraries. Most of us agreed 2 days at the Magic Kingdom, maybe even 2 rope drops there. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Would you do anything differently just without the kids?
Without kids, we typically start in Fantasyland. I would say 8 out of 10 times we're going to be in Fantasyland, yeah, just because of the crowds later in the day,
yeah,
and avoiding them.
And Derek, back, you and Rachel and Sissy and I, we did 2 24-hour days. And I think both times we rope-dropped Fantasyland for the simple fact that you can get a lot more done there. They're not, right. It's not nearly as time-consuming.
I don't think that really matters which group you're in. No kids, teenagers, or
I think when we did the early morning magic and we did, you know, Fantasyland right off the bat, I can't agree more with what you just said. I think Fantasyland is the most congested place. It is the most congested place in Magic Kingdom. And if you can avoid that after the morning, it makes the whole day better. And we experienced that with our early morning magic. We were there that morning, 8, and then we didn't go back to the land at all. And to Fantasyland, and it was like a whole different park, because that's where your congestion is. No matter if you're even going to go over there and ride or anything, walking through there, it's so congested. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great point. I've never really thought about, but it does seem like a whole different park when you avoid Fantasyland.
Well, guys, we still got a few minutes here. Do we want to talk about what we're going to do after those first 2 hours, where we're going to have lunch with our party? Well, let's real quickly. It's about 11:30 now in the Magic Kingdom. Where, Craig, are you going to take your family with small children to have lunch?
With or without reservations? Are we thinking reservations?
It's up to you. Have you, knowing you, you've probably made a reservation before this.
If we have reservations, we're probably going to be our guest.
Be our guest lunch.
For lunch.
Good use of a quick service credit.
Yes. If not, if no reservation, then we probably may just go to Harbor House. Maybe even go over to, I don't know if I do it for lunch, though. I was going to say Crystal Palace, but some kind of character for the kids.
Yeah.
Because I am with the little ones here.
Or maybe depending on what the kids want.
Right.
If they want pizza, you may be going to the Village House.
Right, right. I'm probably lunch, I probably would do either lunch or supper, one or the other. I would do a character meal. One or the other. Yep. So I'd fit that in for, if I'm doing lunch character, I wouldn't do it for supper. But if I'm doing no character at lunch and I'm doing supper with a character, so one or the other. And I'm a type, usually, I mean, we'll go to other parks or go to other places to eat. But a lot of times if I'm in the park, especially for lunch, I try to eat there. Even if it is a character meal somewhere else, I try to stay in the park on that day just for efficiency.
I'm a big fan of the late breakfast at like Crystal Palace. We've had breakfast there at 10:30 or 10:45 before. You're getting cheaper because breakfast is cheaper than lunch, but it's just a nice little break. And you wouldn't think it's 10:30, 10:45 in the morning, but you'd be surprised by how crowded the park is starting to feel at that point.
Right.
So that's one option. Derek, what about you? Where are you and your teenagers going to eat lunch? Probably the hit parade that is the lunching pad. Is that correct?
We all enjoy hot dogs, probably. So either there or Casey's, or we may, just may, leave the park.
And go where?
At 11 o'clock in the morning and leave. And I've been wanting to try, and I would make my kids do this with me.
And they're teenagers, so they just got to be quiet and take it.
They are, because that's what teenagers do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Sure.
Craig can attest to that.
We're going to go over to the Grand Floridian. We're going to...
Oh, and hold your pinkies in the air.
Take a jaunt over.
And you're having afternoon tea.
No. Oh. We're going to have just a little Grand Floridian cafe.
Nice.
Just a little respite from the park.
And that's not too far away. That's a good little...
It's not, but it'll take you 45 minutes to get over there because of being on the monorail. And
but that's what's so good about the Magic Kingdom is it's more, as opposed to other... Well, maybe except for Epcot. It's more conducive to just getting out of the park for a few minutes to get away from all the hustle and bustle.
It is, but then if you're coming back, you're back in it. So I don't know
that it really helps. At least you get a break from the hustle
and bustle. But if I'm staying in the park, we're going to go over and visit Sunny Eclipse.
Cosmic rays.
And good variety. lots of stuff for everybody without having to leave the park, which I don't mind leaving the park. So as I said, but if I'm not leaving the park and you can get, of course, you can always just get the entrees and not get the sides. So you leave more room for snacks later.
Gotta have
I'm always a
snacks.
Fan of that.
Yes.
Always
I'll forego the fries to leave room for LeFou's brew, but I don't think that's ever stopped me before. I've never let fries stop me.
No need to let
that
stop you.
No.
Absolutely.
Sorry. I'm pointless on this.
I got a couple of different choices for our no kids lunch. In the park, I'm going to Skipper Canteen. What I'm saying, it sounds a lot like what the three of us did a few weeks ago, but I think that was the perfect morning at Magic Kingdom. I'm going to go to Skipper Canteen. I know I can get a reservation or I can walk up without one. But if I have to leave the parks, I've got to get out of here for a couple of hours, I'm going to take a boat over to Wilderness Lodge, and I'm going to probably have lunch at Geyser Point Bar and Grill on
Not
the
breakfast.
Water. I'm going to have lunch there on the shore.
They quit offering breakfast.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, but Roaring Fork still has breakfast, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm going to enjoy my time out on the water at Geyser Point and maybe walk around Wilderness Lodge a little bit. That's a great escape from Magic Kingdom. And then once I'm ready to get back in the hustle and bustle, I'll get over on the boat and head on back. But Skipper Canteen is a great in-park restaurant, I think, especially without the kids.
I've never been to Geyser Point.
Geyser. Geyser, Chris.
Geyser.
Don't worry.
Totally different.
You're getting there.
Yeah. 5 years.
Hey.
5 years, we're taking Geyser Point over there to Tokyo.
Hey, guys, these microphones on. I can hear you.
Yuck. Well, hopefully we've given our listeners a little advice today based on their party.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Probably not.
And a lot of days, just to add in there too, a lot of days if our family does a big breakfast, we don't really do a lunch.
That's true.
You know, we'll snack and then do a big supper. I just enjoy doing that. That way you just not feel like you're so, again, on the dining plan, you don't feel like you're so bloated all day by eating three big meals, so.
This last trip when I was on the dining plan, I felt like I was going to pop all day, every day. It was not a good feeling. Speaking of not good feelings, it's time for a segment we like to call
Grimness. Sorry. I didn't. I was.
Oh, man.
Your intro to that threw me.
Well, hey.
Made me laugh.
You never know to expect the unexpected.
Sure. That's as bad as a candle. I'm lost.
It's getting late. It is my turn, I believe, to ask this question. Oh, you're going to like this. So we're talking about our first 2 hours in the Magic Kingdom. If you had to be stuck on any ride in the Magic Kingdom for 2 hours, and you couldn't get out of the vehicle, you had to stay there, what ride?
Hold on, does music go off?
No, the soundtrack goes off.
So lights stay off.
Now let's say that the ride keeps going. You're not stuck.
Oh my goodness, for 2 hours?
The ride is going to constantly go for 2 hours. What ride in the Magic Kingdom would you choose to stay on?
For 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Okay.
I have my answer. I'm going to choose the Carousel of Progress because...
Is it a ride or a show?
It is a ride. It is listed as a ride. It moves. I can sit there and I can listen. I can enjoy the show. I love the Carousel of Progress. Or if I need to doze off, so be it. I'm picking the Carousel of Progress as my ride to be stuck
off.
Huh?
I don't think you should be allowed to doze
off. Oh, wait.
Off.
So according to the rules, well, that throws an entire wrench in my plan now, Derek.
I've got my answers. This is easy.
So can I change mine?
You have to if you can't fall asleep.
Okay.
Let's say if you can't fall asleep.
If I can't fall asleep, I'm picking the Haunted Mansion because I think the Haunted Mansion has enough details to keep me interested. I think you could see something new every time you go through it. I will need a dune buggy by myself so I can I at least stretch out,
sure.
Spread out.
We'll let you do that.
I'm going to take the Haunted Mansion.
I'm right there with you. I was going to say either Haunted Mansion or Pirates because I could ride both of those all day long and be fine. They're both indoors. They're both air-conditioned. He's going to get soaked. And there's lots of details to see. Mm-hmm. So I'm good with all that. I was going to say Space Mountain until you said it kept going. I was like, no, I can't do that for 2 hours.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine? Spaceman, you'd never walk again.
And as you went through the part where you disembark and you can't, you go, leave me off as you go by there.
My hips. Still going. My hips would never work properly. Derek, what about you?
That would be kind of neat, though. I mean, just I don't mean pause, but if the ride continues on for 2 hours on Pirates, you know, then you go through that curtain or whatever, you go back up to where
that's true.
It loads back
you
up.
Get to see,
you get to see behind the curtain. Derek?
I think I'm going to have to go with the number one ride on our ranking and do Splash Mountain.
You will be soaked.
Yep.
I'm not in the front row.
And it may, hey, it may not stop if you're going straight for 2 hours. You won't have to worry about that little waterfall that always gets you wet.
And well, and Derek, the reason I didn't pick it is it's my favorite ride, but it's uncomfortable for me. I always have to cross my legs to fit in it. And even now when I ride it, I'm on there for 20 minutes or so. It can be uncomfortable, but it's comfortable enough for you to stay on for 2 hours.
Let's do extended Grim Grinning Greatness here. What ride would you hate to be stuck on for 2 hours?
Well, I mean, can I go first?
Yeah, it's your question.
The obvious answer. Well, if it doesn't stop, yes. I'm going to say Space Mountain. I want to be able to get up and walk when it's all said and done.
For me, boys, it's a small world.
Well, that's the obvious answer, but even then, though, you wouldn't be in pain.
Yeah, at least except you wouldn't be in physical mental anguish.
What about being on Jungle Cruise for 2 hours and hear the same jokes?
Oh, no, that's mental anguish.
The two that
I'd rather be on Small World for two hours than Jungle
Cruise. The Tom Sawyer raft for 2 hours.
Oh my!
Without a hat.
That's okay. That just shot to the top of the list.
That's it.
Oh me!
I'm trying to think if there's anything that tops that.
Derek, what about you? What's the one you wouldn't pick? Derek just picked, or Craig picked three of them.
Yeah, I would.
I feel like this could have been an entire show.
Because of the, again, the pain factor, Big Thunder.
What about the Astro Orbiter?
If I'm stuck in the back of Big Thunder.
Astro Orbiter spinning for 2 hours.
Or Barnstormer.
Yeah, Barnstormer. Oh. Now, guys, we left out one that you could stay on for 2 hours at TTA.
None of us said that.
No.
Wow.
I would change my answer.
Well, I think this is a great question.
This should have been an entire show.
Yes.
But I think we all picked good answers. I think Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Of the 15 we gave.
Splash Mountain. I mean, you notice we picked our top three, the three Magic Kingdom rides that were in our top five overall in the ride ranking. So
yeah, I definitely think the winner of the not standing for 2 hours has to be Tom Sawyer's Raft. I think that's has to be the winner. Or Astro Orbiter.
Astro Orbiter and Tom Sawyer's Raft, Space Mountain.
Tom Sawyer's Raft, no seating.
You have to just lean.
And you're surrounded. Never mind.
And you travel for all of 60 seconds.
That would be like watching O Canada for 2 hours. I mean.
I think we've gotten some potential show ideas here for the future. Well, we hope that didn't help anyone. But it was fun to talk about.
Hey, I did want to say, I meant to say this last Monday and forgot. Misty and I got to go see Christopher Robin.
And how was that?
Great, great movie. It is a tearjerker. My wife did cry a couple times in the movie. Great movie. It's probably one of my... Of course, Disney's done a phenomenal job with all their live action...
Remakes.
Remakes. But I really liked it. Had a great story. It seems like it started out kind of slow, but it's a poo movie. But it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
You mentioned Tearjerker. Taking a 4-year-old, the good movie for them?
Yes. It won't be Tearjerker for them.
Okay.
I think they would not get the tear-jerking part.
Well, that's good.
Because
they have a very sensitive child.
Yeah, yeah. No, it
cries they would Toy love Story.
Because the animals are, I mean, look like you're having a teddy bear and it's talking. I mean, it's just, again, that's all... The computer generated.
I love Winnie the Pooh. Our family great. Loves
You're,
it, so I'm pumped.
Sissy would absolutely love it. Well, great, great, great movie.
I think we're planning to go in the next few days. We're still waiting on Craig to watch Marvel's Avengers Infinity War.
We are. It's available on Amazon Prime.
Guys,
it's available for purchase.
What if we did a live recording while we watched it?
I hate to admit, guys, I hadn't even seen Incredibles 2 yet.
I haven't either.
Okay.
I have not seen that one.
None of us... Strike three.
Maybe we can go see that together then.
Strike three, you're safe. We appreciate you tuning in once again. And as you leave, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You step into the graveyard. Here's my man, Derek and Craig. He goes hard. What? Take it away, Derek. Take it away, Derek. Take it away. Take it away.
I've never wanted to punch somebody so hard in my life. You can't rap to an Oompa band.
That's gonna get a new generation of listeners on board.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rap it, Craig. Drop the beat. Grip, okay. Guys.
Here we go.